goodness. Welcome back to a podcast, Visit Julian. This is, I think, my, actually, believe it or not, third podcast with this business because they've always got things coming up, new things for you to enjoy and learn about. I did this interview with Doreen originally, then her fun musical husband the second time. And now I welcome back Doreen from Fort Cross. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The crowd goes wild. Oh my God, I have no discipline. So super happy to have you as an excuse also to just hang out with you for a few minutes because I like that. But you at Fort Cross have a ton of things coming up, but there's something you want to tell everybody at the very beginning. What was that?
Yeah, you have to listen through to the whole entire podcast to get a special 15% discount on the Autumn Jubilee. Because there's a special discount code just for you.
Just for listening, yeah. So there'll be a code at the end, so make sure you have a pen ready or your phone or however it is that you capture information. That will be at the end of this podcast. Okay, so right now, Fort Cross has actually just about two things going on, but let's stick with the one, which is the Autumn Jubilee.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is our annual fall festival event. It's happening every Saturday and Sunday in October, usually the last weekend in September as well when fall kicks off. But that has so many activities, including hayride, hoedown, jug band show, cider pressing, reptile show, farm animal visit, crafts, candle dipping, a treasure hunt, lilac maze, archery, tomahawk throwing, ghost town slingshot gallery, lawn games, playground, a pumpkin patch, a lot of stuff.
So two things that you said I want to ask you about to tell more information. What kind of lawn games are you talking about?
We have something set up so that you can use a rope and lasso some doggies and some old time wash. It's always fun, you know, chores back then, but fun for us, especially if it's a little bit hotter out. Mm-hmm. Just things like that, little old time games
that people can, would, back in the day, would consider work, but today is fun. And
yes, and you can stop when you want. You're just do it for fun instead of labor.
I've seen a ton, as she said, as a real number, of reptile photos on your Instagram and stuff. And I think I've told you this before because it's not a secret, but I'm like a total bearded dragon nut. And you guys have a really cool beardy there, yeah?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, I like them. Spike. We have a bearded dragon. We also have a crested gecko that usually eats things out of people's hands.
Oh, very cool.
A huge python snake that we take out sometimes. A tegu, you know, those ones, those big lizards that you can see sometimes walking around on a leash. Bunch of different kinds of geckos, fat-tailed gecko, leopard gecko, a skink. I don't know.
So do you have a car insurance gecko?
We should. We can advertise for our insurance.
What kind of gecko is that anyway?
Who knows?
It's a fake gecko. Woman. Yeah, shut up and move on.
That one's more my husband's realm. That's probably the activity
station Jesse question
the least about. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you knew what you have, and that's what people want to know.
There's always some more. We used to have axolotls too. Yeah.
No idea what that is.
I know. They're a big deal for kids that play Minecraft. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So, thank you. I'm glad you lumped us together, though, because I'm so much older than you. You mentioned moments ago before we came on air about a tortoise.
Yes. So we have several tortoises, some desert tortoises, sulcatas, a Russian tortoise, two very, very large tortoises. And we're, I say we're, but I mean, Jesse, my husband, is in the process of expanding the reptile area. He's creating a wetlands area where kids can, I mean, he grew up in South Dakota, back in the back country of South Dakota. So he still thinks like a child and those things are still fun to him. So he's creating a wetlands area where you can go back and catch your own frogs and things like that. And then the tortoise and turtle area, he made some ponds just behind where our reptiles and animals are so that people can come and do like fishing type things and catching, just, you know, being a kid and getting dirty.
Sure.
But we do have one tortoise because we have two big tortoises. One of them is in the farm animal area, actually, because they're just walking around on all these other shelled creatures. So we decided to give them a little room. So when you go in the petting zoo, you'll have a little
encounter
with somebody that's not furry.
Are these the now I'm asking tortoise questions, and like you said, these are probably Jesse questions, but I can't help it. These pop in my mind.
Sure.
Are tortoises the ones? Yeah, they are, that burrow underground.
Yeah, they can, and for that reason, we've had some interesting adventures with them. But we put chicken wire underneath the ground so that they can't do that. But they still do sometimes find their way out. I think we've covered that ground and I'm not having that issue anymore. But when we first got them and we weren't finding all the little ins and outs, we were finding tortoises all around the property.
Sure, sure. Okay. All
right. But yeah, they're the ones that burrow into the ground. And then the turtles are the kind that live in the water.
Yeah. All right, cool. So Autumn Jubilee. Oh, I saw this on your Instagram too, I believe, that the lilac maze is open now, but don't be fooled. There's not lilacs on
that. Yes, lilac season is in the spring. Our lilac festival is weekends in April.
Yeah.
Whether we have them or not.
But yeah, so there's still a maze, but yes. You know, you want people's expectations to be like, where's all the lilacs? Because you know how, sorry people, I'm going to talk bad about you now. You know how they are. They call and ask if there's snow in July and expect to have lilacs in December.
Yeah. I mean, they're flowers that you wouldn't normally, they don't normally grow in California anyway, so it's an interesting question that you might not know about. Lilacs are in the spring, but our lilacs are, you know, they're still called lilac plants.
Sure.
They're full with the leaves, so the maze is looking pretty awesome. By November, December, we won't have any leaves in there, so enjoy it while it's there. Yeah, we have it decorated a little bit more for Halloween, too.
Oh, so that's great. Oh, yeah, you have some spider webs or something in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Spooky. If you are not already, you should probably go to Instagram right now and follow Fort Cross Old Timey Adventures, because they have a lot of great posts, and you get a really good sense of their location from their Instagram. And a lot of other people tag you. I'm just staring off into space. A lot of other people tag you in really cool videos from the experiences they have there. So people can really get a good feel for you on Instagram.
So if you follow us on Instagram, it's at Fort Cross Adventures. And we're actually doing a photo contest right now for the month of October. Every Monday, I'm going through and I'm picking all the photos that I like the best, and one winner each week will get a $50 gift code that they can use towards some future events. And all you have to do is come during the fall season, take pictures at Fort Cross that look all fall looking, and tag us at Fort Cross Adventures with hashtag Fort Cross Autumn Jubilee. And then every Monday I look around at what's been posted that previous week and I pick a winner. I feature your picture and I get you your code. So you can
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think so. And not a lot of people have posted, so the chances of winning are extremely high. I think last week it was just two people.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's a really long hashtag, Doreen.
I know. What are you going to do?
You need to think harder on the hashtag.
Well, if you don't want the $50 gift code, someone will. One of two people.
It's just speaking as a visually impaired person, last night trying to put in the world's longest hashtag, I was like, this is just not worth it. So, total. I'm just saying. Look, people, I got your back. I'm going to tell her if that's a long hashtag. She needs to think harder on that one. All right. So Autumn Jubilee is going on right now through the rest of October. Mm-hmm. And then starting very soon, you have some spooky stuff coming
up. Well, we actually started our first one last Saturday. So every Saturday night in October, traditionally, we do our Haunted Harvest event, which includes music and dancing and ghost stories where we tell some really stupid ones, and we invite you guys to tell your own ghost stories, and we've had some scary stories being told. And then we conclude that with the haunted hayride, and then if you get there early, you know, we don't want you waiting around, so we actually let you walk through our lilac maze in the middle of the night. My husband's like, that's scary.
Okay,
I won't say what he said. He's like, that's scary is a bad word when you're walking through that at nighttime.
Yeah.
So it is.
It's not
cool.
The middle of the night, so let's be clear.
Yeah, people, it's like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, so you'll show up at 1 o'clock in the morning to walk through your maze.
Please don't come into the scary.
I think we should just pause this and start over. I think this is just a nightmare.
All right.
I love us.
Anyway, there's two different times that you can reserve for the Haunted Harvest event. 8 and 8:30 this year is what we're posting. We limit it to about 25 tickets per per hayride. So that's only about 50 tickets per night.
Mm-hmm. And it's only Saturdays.
Only Saturday nights, yes, because we're exhausted from working all day and then the next day as well. And then if you wanted to book your own haunted hayride, you just need at least, it's a group of 25. You can book it out and we can do it on a night throughout the week or something like that.
Oh, that's a super idea.
Uh-huh.
Have you now I'm all going to be like your advisor. Yeah. Have you been like sharing that? Do people know about that?
I don't know. I don't know that I've posted it. Maybe I have. I've been criticized by my husband by having too much information on the website. So I've tried to put just what's pertinent. And
I don't know. I think that's a super fun team building thing. If you work at a company and, you want to bring everybody up for a fun.
The team that pees their pants together stays together. So we'll do our best to scare you as one united front.
There you go. You guys will all hold in each other's hands. I think that's cool. So that's every Saturday night in October. Mm-hmm. And there's only like you said, 50. So, I mean, that's only 200.
And it does normally sell out. Yeah. I think last Saturday we just had like 7 spots left for the second hearing.
And it was the first week. And
it wasn't as busy. But as we get into October, it'll start getting booked up pretty quick. So
cool.
Reserve soon.
Yeah, for sure. Fortcross.com. Some hashtag that's really, really long.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Come on. Fortcross on Julie. For those of you that know how to spell.
I was just going to say.
First
of all, I know how to spell. I don't know how to type. And then I can't see. Because last night I posted, I don't know if you saw my video last night, but we're invaded by caterpillars. Uh-huh. So I was trying to hashtag caterpillar invasion. And it was, first of all, I was like, how do you spell caterpillar? Anyway, it was a nightmare. So I'm projecting my problems onto you. Yes. And that is an unfair thing for me to do. My apologies.
Something for people to think about. I get tripped up on the word restaurant.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I got long stories about spelling. all right. So then as we transition from October, we move into what's the next month after October?
November.
November. It's my birthday. And what amazing things do you have going on in November?
Lots of stuff, actually. So we're going to do, I know we're going to do an open sign up for our Native experience because people are studying Native stuff right now. So if you're a homeschool, or whatever, we do field trips. So book us for that. But in the end of November, November 26th, it's the Saturday following Thanksgiving. We are doing our holiday hayride event, just one day only. Very similar to our Lilac Festival and our Autumn Jubilee, but a Christmas theme. So that's one day only. And then starting Friday and Saturday nights in December, this is a new thing that we're doing. We're partnering with an amazing guy, Noah, who is setting up Christmas lights displays to do a walkthrough Christmas light celebration at night, Friday and Saturday nights in December.
Kind of like a Balboa Park or the Del Mar and all that stuff at Julian's.
Yeah,
style.
So this one's a walkthrough.
I know you've been
wanting
to do that.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And this guy's pretty cool. So we've never done it before. I'm really excited about it. So that'll be Friday and Saturday nights. You do have to reserve ahead of time because we're only doing groups about 25 at a time to walk through. And you'll go through several lit areas with music that, what's it called when it matches?
Synchronicity.
Yeah, that thing.
That's
yeah.
also a song by Sting, but that's a whole other show.
Sweet. And then it'll conclude with a hoedown, with Jesse doing a hoedown. So it'll be a true country Christmas on the tale of the country Christmas celebrated in Julian.
Yeah, that's fantastical. I really like that idea. Yeah, cool. So that's, I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm not paying attention. Is that every weekend in December?
It'll be every Friday and Saturday night in December. Okay. And if we start to sell out on those, then we'll probably open it up for the weeknights leading up to Christmas.
Sure, sure.
Not super sure yet. It's the first year, and usually attendance tends to be
takes time to learn. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and the web page for that is not really done yet, because, come on, give me a break. It's still the beginning of October. And
we're not Walmart. We're not doing all the Christmas stuff in October.
They already had it out, like, they're moving out Halloween stuff already everywhere. I'm like, no, no.
I know. I got Walmart stories. It's totally funny. Yeah, so people, listen, follow Fort Cross on social media, and then you're not going to miss out. Because I get so many calls here at the Chamber office, the week after something happened. And people are super disappointed. Don't be that guy. Follow Fort Cross. And then you'll get to hear about all this really cool stuff, which is basically more reasons to come up to Julian and more things to do once you get here. Yeah. You've been a really great addition to Julian. Thanks. I think I've said that before.
Yeah. So Facebook, Instagram, and I think TikTok were listed as at Fort Cross Adventures. I can't keep up with Twitter, so we're not even if we're
on. I know. Twitter, please. Yeah. If you're not the president of the United States or you're the former president of the United States, nobody cares about your Twitter account.
I know. I don't.
Says me. And I'm over, we discussed my truth. I'm over 50. Thank you, Twitter. Go away.
I know. You're lucky we're expanding past Facebook at our age, right?
Yeah, TikTok is killing me, man.
The pumpkin dance.
The pumpkin dance.
Yeah, so lots of stuff happening. Book a field trip for your homeschool group or your public school group, whatever. Let me know. We have some open sign-up dates. We got the Autumn Jubilee, Haunted Harvest, the Holiday Hayride, and then I'm not even sure what we're calling the lighted one, Fort Cross Christmas lights, Fort Cross celebration of lights.
Yeah.
I don't know yet, but keep your eye out for that because we'll probably be doing contests for that as well. Yeah. Oh, and then the photo contest.
Yeah, very
so
cool.
Lots of things. Feel free to send a message through our pages if you've missed any of that because I have lots of details.
And I'll put your, do you want to put your email or whatever on the show notes?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Sure. So, and then we have to turn because Doreen has 47 emails. You have to pick out which one that actually she wants to receive our email from.
And I don't get notifications from all of them. So I'm sure you're like, why aren't you responding, Doreen? Jeez. But anyway, is it time for the, is it the end? For
yeah, let's call it. The only thing I'd like to do at the end, as we know, because you're an avid listener of this amazing podcast, is there anything I forgot to ask you? Something like, Jesse said before you left the house to go to the grocery store, don't forget the...
He did actually say, don't forget to pick up the mini fridge from Carl. I got to go buy some more ciders from Tom right now.
Oh my God. People are going to be like, what am I listening to? This is crazy. Yeah, this is what happens when you get two good friends together who have absolutely no filters and are weird. We're both very weird. Speak for yourself, Robin.
La, la, la.
Yeah. All right. So she's going to get the mini fridge from Carl. But before she does that, she's going to give you the code to enter to get 15% off of what?
Super simple. Visit Julian.
Oh, hey.
Yes. Enter that at the checkout page for the Autumn Jubilee.
All right. Cool.
And you know what? I'm actually going to bump it up to 20%.
You're okay. Amazing.
So that's the only, I've got a bunch of hidden discounts hidden all over the internet for 10% off. But for, if you're listening to this podcast, enter Visit Julian, VisitJulian, for those of you that can't spell, Robin. enter that at the checkout page for the Autumn Jubilee purchase page on our website, fortcross.com.
All right, you are amazing. I am going to ask one more question.
Sure.
The Autumn Jubilee, that wonderful code you just gave, how long does the Autumn Jubilee, what's the last day that they can come to the Autumn Jubilee?
That's October 30th, and there are two different packages you could choose from, the festival package and the adventure package.
Okay.
More details at the website. I don't want to bore you.
Thank you. I appreciate it because I got to go, man. And plus, Carl's sitting around waiting. Where's that woman supposed to come get the mini fridge?
Right now.
All right. We're out. Thanks for listening. I totally appreciate it.